Time for you,
basketball,
CJ,
it's the Buffs busting out. Sean Payton is not hating, and which 16 teams remain? All on a Shador's future deciding, best sports talk radio providing... Colorado Youth Invitational Recap
Monday Edition!
Wow!
We did it!
Oh,
we really did it!
Goodness gracious! Who do you think you are? I am!
What to do, baby?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
I love you've added that one. Cut that one. I'm going to spin this thing.
I absolutely loved that you added that one. Oh, Alex. Look
there
at Alex
we
today.
Go. There
look
we go.
Leave that music up. You see, Alex?
Dang, you're good today. Come on, Becker's good every day.
USA! 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 USA!
Man, what are you rocking there? What do you call that?
I call it an 06 World Baseball Classic pullover.
Damn.
Or windbreaker.
Alex, you've done it again.
I have done it again.
You magnificent bastard.
That's vintage. You looking to get out of that for like 60? 60, 70 cash, get you into something more 2026 instead of 06?
We'll think about it.
Right.
We'll think about it.
I think whenever Danny asks you about that piece you're wearing, I don't know if you know this, but it's a show rule that you have to say, oh, this old thing?
Oh, this old thing?
Yeah, it's kind of a thing we've been doing
160.
Around here.
Yeah. It's one of my oldest. Jeff, how did it go, Alex? Missed you this
wow.
week. I saw some photos on the socials. Looks like you guys did a great job. How was it? Let's do some of that.
Man, Alex, what'd you think? How'd
Alex,
it go?
What'd you think?
It was good. It was a hell of a day. Everything went really well. Nothing
Whoa,
broke
hold
down.
On. What's the crazy thing I heard?
One of the games members just went boop, and then we went boop.
I heard Dunklin was a no-show again. Is this true? Was Dunklin there or not?
This is a running joke. No, Dunklin was calling. Well, probably, was he calling baseball or did
yeah,
they get
was.
Snowed out?
No, they had CSU Pueblo yesterday.
They didn't
so
get snowed out
game.
Like, because.
So I'm right.
Yeah, the last game of the day, there was a blizzard going on in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, man.
How was that drive home for you?
Oh, not great.
Knuckle.
That was dangerous.
White.
I would say dangerous to say
knuckle.
The least.
Yeah, unbelievable drive home.
So all in all, I'm going to give you some more of this. It
yeah.
looked great. I'm proud of
Thank
you.
You. Thank you.
I'm
yeah.
proud of you. You do a good job.
Dude,
you
Becker.
Got the right crew and the right team. The Rat's a good man. His kid looked like a little mini Danny Bailey. That was weird.
Oh, his kid came through big time yesterday.
Really? You should have seen
Why?
Him run.
Play machine.
You should have
Roy
seen him run and
machine.
Replay. Yeah, Roy play. Instant Roy play. He was, you know, first game he's learning it. It's the fourth grade game. We're all kind of feeling each other up. Out, I meant. Feeling it out. Fifth grade game. You know, it's like, okay, now we're starting to get it. But by the seventh grade game, by the way, we have coaches challenges, which last year there was like one or two. They didn't know about it. This year there was five or six.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Which what do you need for a coach's challenge? You need instant replay and then slow-mo. You got to slow it down at the point of like.
Kind of like the show. You got to slow it down.
Yeah.
Smooth it out.
Keep
it
fresh,
fresh
and sexy.
Sexy for the ladies.
And that was Mark Jackson and Archuleta. They did one game together and I go, why don't you guys run it back? You guys are having such a good call.
They were.
I'll go down and do sideline cam.
Mm-hmm.
That was, boy, oh, boy. I mean, so much fun. We try to give guys something to do, at least two things to do, maybe three. You know, so you're not doing the same thing for five straight games.
Yeah.
But five games in one day, 20 quarters. In the end of the Becker puts up his four fingers for the fourth quarter.
Oh, I got my fours up.
Yep, and he's got his fours up in the fifth game, and I go, if some people got their fours up, Alex, we should be putting our 20s up. Because we did 20 quarters in one day.
That wouldn't make sense, but the four did. That makes a lot of sense.
Four makes sense. Plus, I don't have 20 fingers.
Together, you guys have probably around 20. Both of you guys. I have
this cat in the fifth grade game, Becker and I called Riker Renton.
Oh.
What was going on there? He had a 70-yarder taken off the board. That was a tutty. And that he had.
Why was it taken off the board?
A holding. And
holding.
And
offense. What
kind of refs are these?
Instant replay. Showed that I think that can be confirmed. The refs made a good call. Dang.
It's erroneous.
He would have had 300 yards. Cassius, what, in the seventh grade game, he had three touchdowns and one of the most unbelievable runs I've ever seen. Jediah Barrientos, they call him Jedi. Mm-hmm. He's a freak.
Wow.
Shad McFalls.
What about...
Shad. These guys are like national champions. That junior Buffs team we got out of Aurora over there.
What about one of my great protege, one of the great players I've ever coached, Princeton Sanders? How did he look?
Princeton Sanders. You know, he's in that fourth grade game, so that game's a tough game because you're 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah, he's going to be 10. He's 10.
Yeah, so he's... I dapped him out. I gave a shout out to JJ when we were doing lines.
Yeah.
I said, hey, what's up? I went up to Manuel.
Yeah.
I gave him one of these, hey... Nice to meet you. I'm Jeff Gersh. I like to host that morning show with your boy Danny Williams.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's my guy.
Hey!
Yeah! And I go, I thought I was the only one that says that stuff. I go, it's just me and you, huh?
I've been trying to tell you guys for I don't know how long.
And then he goes, man, I like the way he coached baseball. He's a nice baseball coach.
Shoot.
And that was about, you know. But then you see Emmanuel on the end of the Saturday, and he's, don't forget, guys, he's a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him and I go, this is almost tougher than Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're sitting there like in some of these, you know, because the kids are practicing, there's just stuff going on, and you can't do anything.
No.
You don't get to. You're a dad.
It's hard.
You gotta just sit there. And I walk by Emmanuel, I'm like carrying a table or something. I'm trying to, you know, find the internet. Hey, Colorado. University, you guys got internet in this joint? 2 hours later, we got internet.
They spent all their money on the players and stuff. They don't even got that internet yet.
Oh, well, we got cool Coach Prime golf carts over here. Well, I'm sorry. I can't plug my internet into that, can I?
Yeah.
But all in all, man, Brody for Shouty.
It was good.
Oh, man.
Legendary. Hey. Good for you, buds.
Maybe next year we'll find a spot for you.
Good for you, bud.
I don't know. At this point, like to be a part of like coming onto like.
If Mark Jackson.
It's like I'm coming onto the Ocean's 13 cast.
Right.
You know, like.
Is that like Cheadle?
Like,
no, he was on
Eddie
the
Lizard, yeah, who's like go. A girl now.
Yeah.
He was one of my favorite comedians. Now he's like a girl chick. Speaking of, I got my coffee. Two things.
Put that coffee down.
Kids had late start today, had to be there at 9:30, boom, got here, tried to sneak over to the Safeway, pushed it for the Starbucks iced. They got this new dude there, black guy, dreads, friendly, nice.
Love him, absolutely
but
love him.
But they have this other worker that if this person who had at least 5-6 tats, like not tats, piercings.
Oh, wow.
Some tats.
It's exciting.
Like a hairdo that was like the length, just everything about it.
It's a chick or a dude?
Everything about it.
Oh, I see.
If the goal was to
leave
me there thinking for at least a minute or two after I walked out, is that a boy or a girl?
Right.
Well, then I guess we'll never know.
Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. Rabbit on the river will stay on. Nate, get in here and give me your best Aerosmith stuff.
I just couldn't figure it out, man.
Well, maybe
wild.
Next time.
It was some wow.
Weird
wild
stuff.
I did not know that.
So we were calling our game, and we had unbelievable stats being pumped in, and then we used the scoreboard in a graphic to give down distance, time, right? Kind of important factors.
Yeah.
Well, they just fired in a scoreboard guy that he was like new there. Kids are on spring break, so maybe they have an original one. But this guy, so like in the first quarter of the game, Alex is calling play-by-play. I'm doing color. I kind of take my headset off, and I reach down, and I go, hey, scoreboard. I go, we need the down. We need the down and distance. Were you? And he goes, and he turns back and he goes, not yet. I'm new here. I'm not ready for that. And I go, it's on the TV program. And then I put my headset back on and went to call in the game.
That's pretty funny.
And part of me wishes I would have never asked him to do that because.
Shoot. Was this one of those boy girls?
No,
this
was,
you were going with
no,
this?
You know what? This was a guy who also left me confused. He was like doing the cowboy thing. I think he's one of the Wranglers, if I'm being honest. Great guy. We're happy to have him there.
One of Ralphie's handlers?
I think so. That was my best guess. Because he was wearing some like lariat gear.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was kind of a cowboy.
We're going to.
But Kyle Berry is doing PA.
How was that?
He's ready to fight this
guy. He's amazing, but he's relying on
the
scoreboard for down and distance.
Kyle's getting into fights there?
Well, he had reason this time. I mean, I guess the point was the guy was just kind of like, I'm not ready for this. Give me a minute. I couldn't believe
Kyle
it.
Kyle was like, I'm on his ass now.
Becker's brilliant, though. He looks for the yard marker.
Look at
guy.
The down marker.
Yeah, the down marker guy was batting 1,000. The scoreboard guy was, you know, I don't think he hit the Mendoza line. That's 200.
Listen, guys, I'm proud of you guys. Sounds like a real successful. I would have loved to have been there, but.
Uh-oh.
I was at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Is that really how Drotar uses the mic? He turns it upside down like that? What was he doing? He had it
to each their
own. He's the black sheep. He's got to do weird stuff.
That thing was up and around. I mean, that's cool. These whoever bought these Rockvilles, they're kind of nice. They kind of go up and down every which way. As long as you don't break them.
Let's just say,
Hurdle.
Great Wolf Lodge, I'll be seeing you again. Thank you so much for an extravagant weekend.
Dear proprietor.
With the three bigs. No Rochelle, no Gio. We went and we rode. JJ was kind of scared. He didn't want to do that one that goes outside the whole thing. I'm like, bro, I hadn't heard. I know we don't watch the Colorado Springs news, but I hadn't heard no kids dying at Great Wolf Lodge. I had never heard that one. I've heard some weird, wild stuff. Okay. But I told JJ, let's just do it. And he was like, okay. And he was terrified on this one, but it was really fun. It was fun. Great Wolf Lodge is rocks.
I looked into that.
Indoor water park or what?
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, it was huge. Everything. Arcade, putt-putt, rock climbing, the thing with the climb over all the things that are going on. What do they call that? The like the
obstacle course?
Kind of, yes.
Like a ropes course.
Boom. Fun stuff. Boom. All that kind of stuff. Food good.
Food good?
Yeah.
Brought to you by?
We'll repackage that. And try that again later.
Cut that and send
I'll
it
tell
to
you
him.
Not that one. But we had a lot of fun at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Did you talk to anyone about getting a sponsorship or anything?
Yeah, the show's now brought to you by the Great Wolf. Brought to you by the Great Wolf Lodge and State Farm. Nationwide is on your side. These guys are everywhere. You see the two Robin Lopez brothers on that one commercial?
I did. One of them looks like he plays still, and one of them looks like he doesn't play still.
Does the other one play still?
He's in the league. He's on a roster.
He just don't get no
minutes. He don't play.
Come to the game, don't catch no passes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when I see him at that Atlanta Hawks game, we got the same age. I'm going to beat his ass.
Yeah. Real quick here before we go to break, KCP at Mike Stadium Sports Cards on the 30th here. Go check out BighornAutographs.com, and they'll give you all the information that you need. This can be a good one, a rare one. This guy's pulling guys left and right. I just kind of helped confirm.
Oh, boy.
PJ Locke for a little upcome signing there.
You've done it again.
Thank you.
Do you only go with guys with initials, or do you go with guys with, like, real names?
No, I only do guys with PJ letters have a silent
A-G.
He's got an E at the end of that lock.
I mean, everyone you've done. Like, Jamal Murray, no one calls him JM. But you're doing KCP.
Do KCP. I do Air Gordon. You have to have some kind of
KM.
Did you know? I took Alice Jean to the Nuggets game like a little bit ago. I don't know about that.
Why not?
I get the NFL.
Why not?
George was there too. We were in the way top row. It was the day like you guys. Went
that's not an I get the NFL if you're way on the top.
Yeah, yeah. It was Catholic Charities Night or something. Alice Jean, my sweet daughter, has a new boyfriend and it's Air Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
She absolutely loves him.
Yeah, a lot of ladies do.
I'm like, you got good taste.
Some dudes, too, are into it. Not me.
I mean, I'm not into dudes per se.
But if I were, we'd probably try to hook up with Eric Gordon.
Guy just like him.
Let's go to break. You guys are funny today. 303-831-1340, the hotline, as well as the text line. 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Yes. All the Twitter, the stream, MileHighSports.com. Lots of ways to get involved. Hit us. Text line is the hotline, and the hotline is the
text line.
Oh, we saw Santino last night.
Shout
too.
Out Santino.
He was there. Oh, he's got a kid thing. Yeah.
He loves Jaramillo.
Dan, did you tell him we've been eating that Wendy's?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to tell him.
What?
I
forgot to tell him. How am I going to get more Wendy's if he thinks we still have some?
He knows. He knows.
We're running out pretty quick here.
I'm not telling coaches how to coach. I'm just saying if I had Marcelo Jaramillo on my team, I'd give him the ball 90% of the time.
I have a Wendy story. I used the big
combo.
Hey,
let's get to it.
It's a wild one.
The other side.
It's Mally Sports. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
right. Is that Pat Benatar?
Of course it is.
No.
It's the Bengals. Of course.
No. Barracuda?
It's Blondie.
She sings Barracuda?
It's Tommy Two-Tone.
Loverboy.
The Gin Blossoms, your cool concert headliner, Rick Springfield. Okay, well, I give up.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Oh, are you sure we didn't say that?
I don't want to talk about Joan Jett.
I want to kiss you.
Hey,
I don't want to talk about Joan Jett. I want to kiss you. Wait, then he goes, She goes, what?
Thanks, Joe.
There we go.
I say that all the time, but I'm talking about Biden. Like, or gassing something, and I go, thanks, Joe.
Well, we did it, Joe.
If you look at prime Biden when he's bebopping and scotting as a senator and all that, and he's got a little edge, and you see this guy, you're like, that guy should have been president.
Oh, man.
Young, 50-some, 60, in a prime.
He also shouldn't have been president.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Yeah, really.
You're not that guy.
But Trump can't even pay his own. He's trying to get bonded out on some stuff here. Trump's got like a $500 million thing.
Yeah,
that Stormy took him to the cleaners.
That's interesting. No, that's not even
she
a
really
Stormy one.
She really him.
Literally.
Thank you.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here.
One of the fun things about calling the game yesterday with Becker at the CU Indoor Event Center, the facility there, was that the Buffs game, Hoops, Marquette was going on. And we kind of remembered it in the middle of the game, so I brought it up and just had it there. And sure enough, it got to like a three-point game. Did you watch? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot in case you didn't.
Are you talking about the Buffs?
Yeah.
They took a lead in that game.
Were you on it?
Well, I'm on it. I'm parlayed. I'm bebopping and scotting myself.
Right.
The Buffs cost me. The cover was 4.5. I had Marquette covering the 4.5. It was a disaster for me.
Oh, another great weekend, sounds like.
No, we had a great. We were hot up until yesterday.
Hey,
we're cooking.
Does anyone want to buy some antiques out of my garage to pay for?
No. Actually,
spread didn't get covered.
This here's a beautiful thing. When we were at Great Wolf, and I'm hitting parlays, all that. You know what I'm doing everywhere? Charge it to the room.
Hey!
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Charge it to the room, I'm telling you.
Incredible.
Like this. Yeah, I'll put 20 more on the DRK tokens here. Let's do that. Charge it to the room, please.
Incredible. Speaking of hotel rooms, I spent the night in Boulder at the Marriott. I get the NFL. And as I'm leaving at like 6:15 in the morning to get to the facility, I grab my stuff, I grab my backpack, but I leave a cooler in the room, Alex. Do you have any idea which cooler I might have left?
It was the Vikings one.
The Vikings cooler.
You're still there?
Well, and so then I call the guy at 9:30 at night when I'm done working.
And they're like,
and he's
housekeeping?
Like, unfortunately, sir, I cannot help you. Because I don't have the key to the room. He was not of that descent. I think he was more of a different descent. I'm keeping you guys off trail.
Because I don't have no key to the room.
I go, he goes, you can come back tomorrow. And I go, well, the thing about me staying at your hotel is I don't live in your town.
Dang.
So why would I come back tomorrow if I checked out today? Anyway,
he's like, we probably keep then.
He's
We just keep
the... I got to call him after the show.
What did you have in there?
I got to call him after the show and go, hey, do you got a backpack made by Rawlings that has a Vikings logo on it that's also a cooler? That I just leave outside of the stadium when Becker and I go tailgating. And Becker's like, you're just going to leave it there? And I'm like, yeah, inertia, bro. An object at rest stays at rest unless moved by another force. Read a book, Newton.
You're just going to leave it there, he said.
I can't believe it was still there. Of course, just left a backpack full of beer outside the stadium.
Twice.
Yeah.
A nice one. A nice cooler backpack. Just left it there twice.
You're just going to put it there?
I guess I leave it in hotel rooms, too. My thing is I just leave
everywhere.
I leave it in Boulder, and then I come back and get it. That's the thing with that backpack. I'm getting that pack back.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
To.
I'm getting that backpack
back.
Little black backpack, scared of left with Kyle Berry.
Jeff's cooler back in Boulder where he left it with his folder.
Girlfriend back in Boulder.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We ain't never getting that cooler. You ain't never getting that cooler.
Dang. That's a good one.
Thank you. That's the chain smoke. Is it?
It is.
Yeah! I hate when you get it right and you have no conviction.
I know.
You always get it wrong when you have the most conviction.
I know.
You're like, I know what this is. It's about Pat Benatar.
Tell me about it. That's my whole life. I'm like, George. Anyway. Every decision I've ever made has been the wrong one. The opposite of every.
Vandalay Industries! Vandalay Industries!
So we missed all the games yesterday, all the college basketball.
I missed it all weekend.
I think I watched every single game on Saturday. Literally every game.
And
including some women's.
No, I mean, tell me which one. Well, what was.
Yeah.
No, but tell me what.
The very last one was the best. Creighton, Oregon, double overtime.
That's right. We were at
a lot of chalk this week and a lot of favorites advancing.
That was double overtime.
Creighton, Oregon was, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oregon ran out of gas at the very end.
Yeah. Oh my
god! Two guys scored the entire game.
Oregon. Dana,
scored all the points.
Do you read my tweets ever?
You tweet?
I had $1,000 freaking riding on that damn.
Really?
Yeah, I had to hedge it for 400 and make 8 or whatever, but I really only made 4. Instead of the 1,000.
Hey, put that lost bet on my room tab.
You know what? Put that parlay in my room. Put it. What did I say?
Charge it to the room.
Damn.
Sir, you lost your bet. Charge it to the room.
Hope I don't ever get that bill.
Hey, sir, you lost your backpack.
Charge it to the room, please.
Actually, I'd like to get my backpack back.
Can you play Stroke 9, Little Black Backpack back?
There you go.
You already got it. Here, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Then whenever that's ready, we'll go to break. Whoa!
This is one that Kyle would always like to feed you.
Oh, man.
And I never really liked it as much.
Well, but it turns up. Like, this is like mopey right now.
Right.
Is
this Stain?
My stepdad. Yeah. You're not my dad, Dennis. Just because you're having sex with my mom doesn't mean that I'm going to call you dad.
Thanks for the ride to the
mall. And I heard you guys. I was home.
And the pass intended for Williams is...
Incomplete!
Turn up a little bit.
No one would say anything.
They would get it. The problem is there's too many incomplete passes. He should literally say when there's a catch, hey, that pass was finally complete.
That'd be cool.
I don't want to tangle with you.
I just
tangle with him.
Want my cooler back.
Bash his hair down.
I took that cooler to Vegas with me.
Just don't expect.
And it's also a
just little purple black
backpack. It's a backpack. And I just want it back.
Bieber?
What do you mean?
Oh. Yeah. Shoot. The thing I've never really liked about Bieber, though, is that he gets his peaches in Georgia.
Yeah.
And he should get them in Palisade, Colorado.
Well, we all know the Palisade ones off the side of the road sold by some rando person. Those are the best peaches.
Better than anything you've ever put in your mouth.
And they're always like, well, I got too many left. I got some of these ones, though, you know, just in case there's one or two kind of duds.
That reminds me, my guy Mark Joseph, he's got a song called Palisade Peach he just came out with. He's like one of the lead guitars in the Big Woo. Big Woo's coming out April 20th, but I'm telling you what, I'll be there April 20th.
Peaches.
April 19th, but he's got a Palisade Peach song, too, on his own solo track. Mark Joseph. You guys should come with me to the Big Woo concert. It's at Ophelia's.
Can you play Peaches by the United States of America?
Oh, Presidents of the United States of America. Damn.
At any time, not Al, just like play. I got to hear it because I can't picture it.
Well, peaches come in a can, and they were put there by a man in a factory downtown.
Okay, yeah. I keep thinking, meow, 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 meow. You know that one that they do?
I mean, that's not a peach-related
song. It's not, but that's the only one I could think of theirs.
Yesterday, me and Mark Jackson are calling a game, and he starts to tell a story, and then, like, two sentences into the story, he goes, maybe that was a dream. and I go, well, okay, interesting. Should we finish the dream, or do you want to just get back to the game?
Yeah.
Mark's a riot, bro.
Did you pull your tooth out in the dream, or did you go to school in your underwear in the dream or something like
it
that?
It was wild. He's hilarious. I mean, man, he's a ton of fun. And that was our 20th quarter, his 12th quarter. You know, that game, I mean, three games in a row for him calling. I couldn't do it. I couldn't call. I was thinking about trying to be on the call for four games, and I almost had to just go to the sideline. Standing on that, what was it, scaffolding?
Yeah, Danny, that's tough on your back,
can you
too.
Explain? Yeah, Becker, explain to him what we had for our option there to stand
up. Like, it's like a makeshift setup. It's like these risers that you got to climb a ladder up.
Like scaffolding, like
you're, it's not.
Yeah, like you're painting
sturdy.
The outside of a house.
Yeah, exactly. It's like these wooden floors.
Guys, you think it's easy work launching kids into the wave pool, having so much fun when they're climbing your back and jumping off your shoulders? Give me some credit. I mean, for real, right?
That's fair. I feel like we're leaving you out here.
Give them some
charge it to
credit.
The room.
I mean, for real.
Just charge it to the room. Okay.
He was pumped about those boilers yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Mark, showing everyone the score.
Dude, it was a 49-point beatdown.
Jeez.
What about the Nuggets? Hosting the coming up tonight.
I kind of need another blizzard to come to town.
No, we don't.
No, I do. No, just one more blizzard to come to town so I can go to this game for real cheap tonight.
Oh.
I want to go to the game with the rat and little baby rat.
They're in town?
Tonight.
This is the game to take George to, brother, but it's going to be cheap as hell. No one's going to want to be out and go to this game.
Yeah. I didn't get to mention, but I wanted to take.
I would love to go to this game.
Bigger games coming up later in the week. Tonight, Monday night.
This is the game.
Versus Memphis.
This is your classic $28 ticket, and maybe if you play your cards right.
Let's do it.
Maybe some $18 tickets.
But if we could we get like six together?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or do you just get two, 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 and then find a spot to
sit? You just go sit somewhere together in a row. But, yeah, that'd be cool. Shoot.
I'm
the rat's son is how old?
15.
How is he so old? The rat's having kids?
I mean, let's not talk about it because I might have violated some serious child labor laws yesterday.
Yeah.
He's out of school right now, too, right? Like, he was talking about how much school he's missing.
I think he dropped out of school for this event.
Yeah.
Just be a replay, pro replay guy.
I did hit him up on the pep talk on one of the ways home, and I go, hey, man, if you get done with this and you go back home and you're putting D's and C's on that report card, your mama not letting you back to Colorado again.
Mm.
You get that, right? I go, you better get your, you know, keep them B's and A's. You can't come to the Colorado Youth Football Invitational and then leave, you know, can't come with A's and B's and leave with C's and D's.
But what was funny was he
or
goes,
mama not letting you back.
He goes, I got your D's.
D's right nuts! How did I not know D's nuts?
I don't know.
Have I showed you our legendary commercial?
What other D's are there?
Garrett's in the commercial. He like is in it. Like, I'll show
you,
it. In
I
the
got
break.
Your D's right here.
Got your D's right here, old man. D's nuts. Come on. That'd have been the ultimate. Then you're like, you're hired at that point. All right. The Bears general manager,
Pace,
was surprised that there was less interest in Justin Fields. Are you surprised?
Is he the guy that drafted him?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You know what I mean?
What do you think, Alex? I think everybody was kind
of
surprised.
It seemed like he like fell out of favor with a lot of teams. I thought he was going to go to Atlanta or Pittsburgh, one of the two, and then all of a sudden nobody wants him.
Yeah, but like that's a couple
starting quarterback.
You don't think that's really a couple reporters there, Kliss or someone else? Kliss actually is tied up. You know,
he doesn't take care of the ball.
There's that video
guys.
Where he's like, "Oh, I'm going home" and all this stuff because he's from Atlanta.
You don't think at a certain point he was trying to make it happen for himself?
Oh,
doing
he definitely
that?
Was.
Now you look like, hey, you are one pathetic loser. You know what I mean? Here's the truth,
I don't
guys.
Get it. I would have taken him for a sixth rounder in a heartbeat. Here
I would have too
for a sixth
rounder. But do you know what he would be here?
A distraction.
Gimmick. No, a gimmick.
Yeah. Well, gimmick.
He's freaking gimmicky.
Yeah, he's not a
he's
Sean
Taysom.
Yeah.
He was one of the greatest college rushers with the ball. in NCAA history. I think he's like second all time in rushing yards as a quarterback.
He's got a cannon too.
He's bigger and stronger than Lamar Jackson. If you turn him into Taysom Hill here,
hey,
especially when you don't got skill guys.
He's not stronger than Lamar Jackson.
You ain't got no skills. You know, if you ain't got no skill guys, you got to have a ball guy. No, I'm just, man. You got to have guys like that who can do things for you. You got to be gimmicky. Justin Fields would have been really interesting as a
here?
Developmental project. Yes, but like a
you
gimmick.
Just called
he's
him a
not
gimmick.
Your starter.
Why do you want a gimmick?
But he's the gimmick to Jared Stidham, bro.
Okay,
Stidham's the guy who throws the ball 22 to 25 times.
He's your Antoine.
And Fields is the guy who gets 8 snaps.
He's like
per
your
game.
Antoine Randall L or your Cordell Stewart, or what are we doing here? Like,
yeah, exactly. I love that. Beautiful. That you just helped my argument so much.
What's
I
your
love
argument?
That. He's Cordell. He's Antoine Randall L.
Yeah, Antoine Randall. Okay, so but do you understand that you can't name 5 more of those?
Well, Taysom.
They don't exist.
Gimmicky players like that.
You've named one more. Give me 2 more. Give me 2 more guys that
Tebow?
Are Taysom Hills. Sure. Give me 1 more guy.
Gimmicky. That to be a quarterback? Well, they could do, actually, for this situation.
They do have to be able to throw the ball forward.
The hefty lefty, Jared Lorenzen.
Next question.
He died, actually.
Yeah.
He's dead. But what I'm saying is, all those guys
you
said.
It for me. Thank
well,
you.
Hold on. They kind of
Randall L. was
out.
A receiver that threw the ball once in a while.
Well, okay. He was a quarterback in college, first. Though.
He was a quarterback at Indiana.
I mean, he was a real quarterback in Indiana.
Touchdown the Super Bowl, but.
Yeah, okay, but hold on. Check this out.
But again, Alex, you're helping me there.
Watch this.
You're not helping him there. He's asking for a Justin Fields acting like it's going to make a difference. My point is these guys don't
watch
make a
this,
difference.
Watch this.
What, other than 2
What
that
did
I can
all
think
those
of.
Other guys have in common?
And I don't think Cordell has a ring.
Hey, Flyers, late round picks, all those guys. Justin Fields would be the most talented guy to ever do this gimmick job ever. The most talented, literally the most physically and most gifted athlete who would ever play that Taysom Hill role, who he could really throw the ball. He could really run the damn ball like a runner. And, you know, we're not going to ask him to catch the ball. Justin Fields here, even though it may be the rub. Watch this.
Is Tebow the greatest gimmick of all time?
Maybe the rub. Don't forget that. Maybe the rub with Justin Fields is all his people are saying he's a quarterback. He doesn't want to do any of the other stuff. He'll work his ass off to be a quarterback, but he's a quarterback. And everyone else is like, well, I'll bring him in here. We'll probably do some quarterback stuff, but you're going to have to do some other things, learn some other things, get in some other meetings. You're going to have to evolve a little bit. He might have pushed back against that. Oh, boom. Yes. That's Sports Talk Radio.
He might win the starting job. He might beat out Russ for the starting job.
That's right. We do play.
Tomlin said yesterday, it's not set in stone.
Alex, stop, please.
He was better than Russ. When they played Broncos and Bears last year, he outplayed Russ big time.
What's the question? Sorry, you were making me mad. I just was thinking mad guy stuff.
Why does that make you mad? Why does it make you mad?
I don't. He shouldn't believe that.
No. You are the one that's believing something that may not be true. One of these cats.
Russ
you just,
is the quarterback there.
One of these cats you just got done telling me is super
this
athletic.
Listen,
and one of them you got to see for 2 years be average at best.
One guy's going to the Hall of Fame as a quarterback. The other guy doesn't know how to play quarterback yet.
Hey,
it was pretty damn good.
Hey,
the
Anillo,
second half of the season.
Yous are on one today.
Cut that for a promo.
Wow, they never win.
Oh,
we got some stuff with the.
What's a promo
Sandy
anyway?
We got to have Sandy there talking into the microphone. And what I think about the Broncos, despicable.
No, that's not enough
quarterback
syllables.
Situation. Yeah. Sandy's
insurmountable.
Funny. Yeah. Yeah, Sandy's a legend.
Oh, yeah.
They should build around a guy who's not going to be here in a year or two rather than the future. I forget it. Go to break. Well, I just heard the news today.
Please don't.
It felt like the right time, didn't it? No?
That close, though. But this is that one you called for, remember? Meow, 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 meow.
Moving to now the meow, meow one you got to play because the people like about the meow, meow.
No. We can only play the President of the United States of America.
No, that's not even their best one. They got the.
This is their only one.
Lump.
They do have Lump.
Lump!
Lump was a man.
Maybe the presidents of the United States of America are the greatest band of a generation. Hey, we got to come back to Lump.
Well, we don't have to.
I mean, you Alex, do what you. I didn't mean it like that. Yeah. I felt like Eric when I say that. Lump's a great song.
There you go.
Lump's a real song. It's not a real song. It's just the peaches are.
This is a gimmick. I mean, this is a Justin Fields song. Gonna
eat me a lot of peach. Yeah.
This song is Taysom Hill as it gets.
You can add Palisade into this. Eat me a lot of Palisade peaches.
Moving to the western slope.
Gonna eat me some Palisade peaches.
I don't understand all the disrespect.
Gonna eat me some Palisade peaches.
Why can't you skip Palisade, right?
I don't know.
Shoot.
Let's just go to break. It's my life sports. Woman. I was in the hospital, looking in the mirror, see a little bit clearer, the rock connects the evil in me.
Harvey Danger.
Fingertips and memories, I can't forget the curves of your body, and when I feel a bit naughty, I run it up the back pool and see who salutes but no one ever does.
Banger. Man, salute to Cassius, whatever
salute
his last name is. That dude was sweet. Go to game. Go to the seventh grade game. Quarter two, 7 minute mark. And watch this run this boy breaks off. He knocks 15 dudes off of him.
Was that the number nine?
Cassius, number nine. I can't think of his like Claiborne. My fault there. We only had 250 names to learn in 3 days. Unbelievable. Riker Renton.
Yeah.
First play of the game. And the 70-yarder he got taken away was incredible.
Right.
His offhand, he just like karate chops dudes out of the way.
he's going places.
Oh, my
I'll
God.
Remember that name.
Remember that name when he's like, yeah, when he's over there at like Oregon State just cutting fools. Anyway.
Sorry, I was reading some crazy
Now's
stuff.
The time in the show where we talk about the great time we had at the Great Wolf Lodge.
I got to mention the Great Wolf Lodge here. We had never been. My kids are old enough to go enjoy the Great Wolf Lodge. I thought I had to wait till they were bigger. It's huge. JJ's about to be 11. I got a 9 and I got a 7. They had like the funnest time you could ever have. And even if you go like we live in town here, and you go for like one day,
a little day trip.
You can do the day trip. You can go to the even if you're checking into your room like at 3 or 4, you can go to the pool all day long. So go get your pool stuff done. We're putt-putt masters. We love to putt-putt. We have great competitions against you guys.
I think what we were trying to get figured out is can we have our putt-putt competition, our radio show putt-putt competition there at the place?
Oh, I think not only that, we'll have a rock climbing competition.
Wow.
They got an arcade.
Feats of strength.
It's just the food was great. The room was great. The Great Wolf Lodge was just such a good time. I can't even tell you guys. I'm shocked. It's like, I feel like I'm doing like a live read for them. I'm just kind of telling you guys we had a great time.
Charge it to the room.
Hey, charge it to the room. Let's go. All right. Alex, what else we got? This point of the show is when you come in. Any kind of things that might have been left in the cutting room floor, we do that. What do you got, Big Cat?
The NCAA tournament, that took up a lot of my viewing over the weekend. Nuggets, nice win there on Saturday night without Jokic and Murray beating a Portland team. That might be trying to lose themselves. But I really like the way this is setting up. The rest of the schedule, pretty easy. I think the one seed is definitely in line here coming up. They're like 14-2 since the All-Star break.
What's the story on Chauncey Billups? Is he good coach, bad coach? Are they losing because
they don't have very much talent?
Best players have been injured a lot of part of the year.
They get the Wembanyama treatment where like their team sucks, and so we got to
bottom
act like
bottom four talented team in the league. They're a bottom three or four talented team in the league. Portland's got nothing to work with. Scoot is a kid. Simmons is just, he's a hucker. Any guy can go out there and get 25 a night when someone's got to shoot the ball and you got to find some way to get to 100 points in order to, be a legitimate NBA operation. Chauncey has those guys. You know what I think? As a betting guy, do they close out games? And what I mean by that is, do they go down by 30 points or they come back and hang around and lose by 10 or 8 or 14 instead of getting smashed by 30? If they are down by 20, do they come back and make a push down the stretch to lose by 11 or 9, covering my parlay, therefore me hitting, me being happy about the work Chauncey's doing, everyone kind of being happy in the end except for the Trailblazers fan? Yeah, they do that.
There's Trailblazers fans?
Maybe.
I haven't seen one in the wild. Every picture I've ever seen of a Trailblazers fan is kind of blurry, and they're in the distance walking in a forest. Sasquatchian.
When do the games start back up? On Thursday?
Yeah.
You knew the answer to that, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I did. I don't know why I thought Tuesday for right when I said it.
Sweet 16.
Shout out Colorado women, too. They beat Kansas State yesterday. They're now in the Sweet 16.
Against?
If Iowa wins tonight, it's going to be Iowa again. Same team that knocked them out last year.
Against the iconic Caitlin Clark. Listen, the
and
Buffs can beat
them.
They're
a one seed this year,
too. The Buffs can beat them. The Buffs are better this year than they were last year. They can beat Caitlin Clark. That would be some kind of story. Who's the last team to, you know, beat Caitlin Clark in her point total? She thinks she's going to win a national championship. They're good, but I don't think they're two or three teams better. I think there's two or three teams better than probably Iowa.
South Carolina.
Yeah, but they can be clunky too. That's not the best South Carolina team.
LSU better than Iowa?
No, they're not. They got issues big time.
You don't like the 34-0 team with Dawn Staley as their coach?
34-0.
You don't like the Lady Gamecocks? The Lady
South Carolina won't win this tournament. Mark my words. Oh, okay.
Here's what I'm doing right now. I don't even bet on sports. I'm taking South Carolina because Danny.
Big mistake, brother.
He didn't say
that.
Dawn
Staley's bringing her dog to the press conferences now. Yeah,
well, Danny said that with so much conviction that I know it's not going to happen, because earlier in the show when he said something with less conviction, it did happen.
You like Juju Watkins from USC, that freshman sensation? Some people are saying she's better than Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
Good luck with that.
Texas and USC are the other one seed.
What did Mulkey do to a reporter where she's taking a bunch of heat? What happened with that? Well,
there's a Washington Post article that's supposed to drop real soon.
Saying what?
Bad things have been
done. We don't know yet, but bad things about her.
And she will not stand for it. Neither will my puppy dog right here.
Listen, I don't need perfection, but I do need your best. That's powerful.
Who gives you a better radio show than this?
Nobody. Sorry.
That's who.
I was trying to think of some
easy
other
one.
Shows. I was like, yeah.
I'm talking nationally.
Oh, there's probably some other shows like this. I'd like to listen to
really?
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'd like to see some other top talent around other metropolitan areas.
Jim Rome's like. Is Jim Rome back on the air yet?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I think he's got like a 2-month hiatus, right?
Well, he takes off a lot of time because he gets a lot of time off.
Vacation.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, kid, can anyone beat UConn?
A great one, though.
This year?
No. They're a class above. We told
they're
you to be in the
all?
Tournament. Didn't we tell you at the beginning of the tournament?
Oh, hey, shoot.
Did I tell you about Grand Canyon?
Well, they didn't. Yeah.
I actually told you.
Right?
No, we called
won.
That.
They won on Friday. No. And then they lost yesterday.
Hey.
Grand Canyon.
You
nice team.
Bama got him.
You guys all picked Madison, Wisconsin. We picked James Madison. We picked that. That was a 12-5 we were on. We were on. And then, of course, golly, Grand Canyon. We said it. We told you. Told you.
Sweet ass.
We told you about Dana Altman. And dang, he could barely, it took two overtimes to beat Dana Altman.
Did we ever say it?
Man.
Well,
but you know what, guys? Sorry to interrupt. But you know what? I'm going with Houston still. They had the scare they needed. Every team needs a first weekend scare. They had it. They're going to beat the next team by 20. They're going to hold the next game to go to the Final Four. They're going to hold that team to like 61 points.
They have Duke on Friday.
Good luck, Duke. But give me the defense.
Yeah. A&M, they play that super up-tempo style. It's like the exact opposite of Houston. So that was that was their kryptonite yesterday. I think if they could get past them.
You need a scare.
Yeah.
And especially a team that goes fast. Because Duke.
This is a weird
one. Guys, Duke.
Anybody can win this thing.
Duke can,
no,
Duke
can't.
No, they,
than
they can't. Not no, everybody.
You know,
can
we
win.
Sitting here, right? UConn's going to win.
They haven't played a close game.
Iowa
all
State
last
can't
year.
Win.
UConn's
going to
win.
Or this year.
UConn's so much better than everybody else. We said it. We
Houston
said
the has
gap the
best
between
player in the country, I think.
UConn and everybody else is right here, and everyone else is right here. But we said it.
No one can even give them a close game, let
UConn
alone beat
is
them.
The truth.
That Hurley, that boy can coach.
They just are the best team in the country right now.
Well, what's cool is Bobby Hurley, did his coaching. But he was a great player. And sometimes when Wayne Gretzky tries to teach you hockey.
Or Magic or Larry Bird.
It seems easy for them. Well, and they can't understand why it's so hard for you.
Aren't you guys as good?
They're like, why is it so hard for you? But Danny Hurley was the son of a coach that wasn't the greatest point guard. Now, he played it. You know, he did some little baby D1 and stuff. But, man, that boy can coach.
Let's wrap this bad boy up real quick. Shout out Family Trucks and Vans. My guy Rob and Brandon out there over there now. Drive by that lot. And weather like today. Go see all the beautiful trucks, vans they got. They got Jeeps. They got everything. It's their kind of Denver legends in the game there. You've driven by a million times on Broadway. Just stop in, and those guys will put no pressure on you, but feel free to go look at the beautiful lot and all the stuff they got.
It's a family affair.
Class act all the way.
Yeah.
Sly in the family
stone. Sly in the family stone.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know.
I do.
Sly in the family vans and trucks.
I like that. Alex, get us out of here, all right?
Hey, shout out Gonzaga, too. 9 straight Sweet 16s.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
Take that for data.
They were great in the second half yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Strother's like, it's a down year, right? Nah.
Dang. Shout out to Chris and Cassie Unruh, Zarek and Mandy Martinez. Prayers up for ZJ. CYFI 2024 was a damn blast.
Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, Alex Becker, we appreciate you guys and we love you guys. Good night, Sheila.
I'll never forget this weekend.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. Bye, Terry.
All right, Alan, whatever. Go inside.
Bye, Sheila.
See you,
Terry.
Bye, Sheila.
Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
Arm out the window through the city. I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back. See my cut through the holes. Damn, Easy and Hope. Where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless. Stuntman. I adopted these niggas.